It's the beginning of summer, and that means meals outside.
Picnics.
Yes, and lots of flowers.
Yeah. But it also means, Richard, some unwanted visitors.
Yes, summer is the season of insects.
So for this week's podcast at English.com, we're talking about creepy crawlies.
Of course, there are horrible creepy crawlies, but there are also some nice ones as well.
Yeah, it's funny. When you talk about insects, there are nice ones and ones we don't like quite so much. For me, Richard, surely the butterflies are the loveliest of insects.
Yes, they're so colourful, so pretty.
Yeah.
I like the bumblebees.
I think in Portugal we have the biggest bumblebees. They are amazing.
And ladybirds.
Now, but it's funny because ladybirds, they're just a beetle, really, aren't they? But they, again, they look pretty.
Very pretty red with the black spots. And, of course, dragonflies. Not that attractive, but they are very colourful.
Yeah, so we have a little pond. They love the pond, don't they?
But there are also some nasty ones, aren't there?
Well, Richard, you said you like bumblebees, right? But wasps, they're very similar, but wasps are the nasty ones, aren't they? Why is that?
I think the bumblebees stay on the flowers and you can watch them and they're calm and relaxed. The wasps seem to like to bother people, don't they?
Yeah, they're after your food. Sometimes we can have loads of wasps on our plates, can't we?
I don't mind the wasps. I don't like flies.
Flies.
Because they look horrible.
They are horrible. And every so often we have loads and loads of flies. They really are nasty. Mosquitoes, Richard, in the summer.
Sneaky, because they bite you and often you can't see them.
Oh, well, I think we talked about eating outside, didn't we? And so you're sitting outside, you're enjoying the summer evening, and then you realise they're underneath the table biting your legs. That is just horrible.
And then sneaky.
They itch for days afterwards.
And I know one other insect which you don't like.
What's that?
The daddy long legs.
Oh. There's just something about the way they fly. They are completely harmless, but I really, really don't like them. But on a serious note, Richard, the number of insects around the world is getting smaller and smaller.
For instance, a baby bird can eat up to 100 caterpillars a day.
Yeah, and if there are no caterpillars, there are no baby birds. Yeah,
and it's not just the baby birds that eat the caterpillars or the insects. Frogs, toads, lizards.
Bats, of course. Fish, they all eat insects.
They all eat insects, yes.
Yeah. So they say that it's the butterflies, my favourite, and the moths, which are most in danger.
And why is that then?
Well, a number of reasons, but one of the main reasons is farming. Especially places like the UK, right? The fields, the farmers' fields are getting bigger and bigger. And so the habitat where all the insects like to be, all the bushes and everything, they're just disappearing.
The hedges,
yeah.
The border, the fields, yes. And of course, the use of pesticides.
Yeah, farmers spray their crops to kill the insects that eat the crops. But of course, they kill all the other insects too. But insects, Richard, love them or hate them, we do need them.
Definitely.